In this extract, Rampa talks about the dangers of trance and meditation. It's quite interesting, and I think I let the Yuvuna reader read up this passage from Chapters of Life. It is part 11 of the audio files.
You may wonder what comes after meditation. Well, trance comes after. We have to use the word trance for want of a better term. Actually, trance is a state of meditation in which the real you goes out and leaves the body as one would part from and leave a car. Now, as we all know frequently to our cost, if one has a parked car, one sometimes gets the car stolen by car thieves. In the same way, if people meditate deeply enough to enter what we must term the trance state without clearing their mind of lusts, etc., then they invite stealing by other entities. The trance state is a highly dangerous state unless one first practices under capable supervision. There are various forms of elementals and discarnate entities who are always prowling about to see how much mischief they can do, and if they can do a lot of mischief by taking over a person's body, then they are very happy to have some fun, just as teenagers will sometimes steal a car to go racing around the roads. No doubt the teenagers fully intend to return the car unharmed, but frequently the car is harmed. And so when a body is taken over, frequently it is harmed. Let me repeat that if your thoughts are pure, if your intentions are pure, and if you are without fear, then you cannot be invaded, obsessed, or taken over. There is nothing to fear except fear itself. Let me repeat that. If you be not afraid, you radiate an aura which protects your body much the same as a burglar alarm can protect a house, and if your thoughts are 156 pure and you have no lusts, then when the lust of taking over a body tingles your consciousness, you immediately look down the silver cord and see what it is, just the same as a farmer keeps a watch on his orchard to protect his apples. You cannot be obsessed or taken over or invaded unless you are afraid. But if you are afraid of such things, well, for your own peace of mind and for your own peace of body, do not play with the deep trance stage of meditation. I am greatly opposed to hypnotism except with the very greatest of safeguards, for if you are put into a hypnotic trance by an inexperienced person, he can have an awful lot of fears, wondering if you will be all right, wondering if he can get you out of the trance, etc. The hypnotic trance is a passive trance. It is a trance which is caused by a series of powerful suggestions strengthened by a person's belief that he or she can be hypnotized. Actually, when a person is hypnotized, conditions are much the same as when a person goes cross-eyed, because the etheric double is thrown slightly out of synchronization, which means that the physical and the etheric bodies are no longer in complete coincidence with each other. If you get a bad hypnotist, he can do a tremendous amount of damage. He can harm you for years. After all, you would not go to a surgeon who had just learned his surgical technique by taking a correspondence course. You want a person who can operate surely and competently. So, for the sake of your health and your sanity, do not allow amateurs to meddle about with you. If you want for some reason, or you have for some reason, to be hypnotized, then get in touch with some medical association in your own area, and they will be able to tell you of some ethical medical hypnotist who has been trained under carefully supervised conditions. You may think that I am overstressing the dangers, but oh, you should see some of the letters that I receive about harm which has been caused by inept, criminally careless dabblers in hypnotism. Remember that when you are hypnotized, your soul is put out of coincidence with the centers of your consciousness. In the case of mediums, they are often people who get into a dreamy state of trance, a dreamy state of hypnosis, for consciously or unconsciously they lightly hypnotize themselves so that they are hypersuggestible, and in such a case they can be used as a telephone by people on the other side of life. But remember what we have said, what we have learned together, 157, about discarnate entities. The really good people who have passed over are too busy to fool around giving messages at seances. Under certain conditions, of course, one can have a very skilled and conscientious person who can go into this trance in the physical and still remain alert in the astral, and so can in effect supervise the type of person who is giving messages to the group of sitters below. This is a very useful tool when one is doing detailed research, but it is utterly essential to make sure that the seance be not interrupted by noise or by the unexpected entry of other people. There is a very special form of occult trance. The adept calls it temple sleep, and this is an absolutely different type of trance from any of those previously mentioned because the initiate who has studied all this under temple conditions knows what he is doing, and he can throw himself deliberately into the trance state just the same as a person can throw himself into a car and drive off. He is under his own control and cannot be obsessed by others. But, of course, this depends upon having years of practice, and until a person has had the necessary experience he should always be under the most careful supervision of a person who has had such experience. The average person playing about with trance states has a very useful protective system. You try playing about with a trance, and if you are a normal decent person you will find that you fall asleep. That prevents you from being invaded by discarnate entities. But even here there are two grave danger spots. For example, you are awake, even though in a trance state, but then you fall asleep. Now at the instant when you are between awake, asleep you are vulnerable to obsession just the same as you are vulnerable to obsession when, under these conditions, you have gone to sleep and now awaken.
The rest can be found in another audio file, which is linked in another part of this site. I think it's down here. Do a little search on that. The next then is part 12.